Hey, it's your boy Coach Lee. How's everybody out there doing today? Welcome to the Fantasy Football Inside Live Show. I'm with STWF, Sports Talk with Friends. And you know, I ain't going to be able to do this by myself. I'm always going to have my main man, my partner in crime, Uncle Leroy. What's happening?
Hey, man, it's Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I got some barbecue. You know what I'm saying? And we live on the Fantasy Football Inside Live Show, man. Look, I am Gucci.
So what's barbecue. Going on? Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's Texas where someone is always barbecuing every day.
Hey, you got to share the wealth, man.
You know, I share my trash. You know, people don't give out the wealth, man. You know what I'm saying? You can have the bones.
Okay, but, okay.
You know, but to me, you're my whining dog. You know, she's ready too. She's like,
oh, she ready to throw down.
Yeah, man. Talk about throwing down. We got some good stuff going on today on the Fantasy Football Insight Live Show. This is the second show, man, of the football season.
It's here. It's upon us, man. We're about a little bit over 2 weeks away from the start of the season.
Yes, is it? Man, talking about that. And one thing, of course, that got me bucked up is the Fantasy Football Draft Party. I'm going to tell you what's crazy. It was crazy. I got a text message yesterday. Like, man, when is so what's up? You know, what's up with tomorrow? I'm like, wait, what? You know, and I hadn't started my drinking yet, so I'm like, wait, I'm really alert. Like, hey, man, what are you talking about? He was like, the draft. I said, I like that, but you know what I'm saying? It's too soon, it's not today, it's September 6th. So, of course, you know, for those out there, you know what I'm saying, that's used to, you know, it's in right. So many leagues that you know what I'm saying. Here at Sports Talk with Friends, we're organized. It's right there. That's how long. You can go to our website, sportstalkwithfriends.com, and view right there. It tells you the actual countdown of our draft. It's 13 days, 11 hours, 26 minutes, and 44 seconds. And look, do talk
about shop.
Exactly, man. This is what we do, fantasy football. And, man, shout out to Go DJ Weezy and AD Bonder Music, because they're going to be rocking out for us on our draft party. It is the first virtual draft party. That's how we do
it. Hey, now.
I'm an all-star. I'm a gay now. Don't get me started. But, yeah, man. So how's your Sunday going?
Man, it's going. Woke up bright and early this morning. Had me a good breakfast. Now, you know, do this wonderful show this morning with my boy and share some of this knowledge we got.
Hey, facts. But, you know, definitely can't get it back started. Got to wish you a happy birthday to our viewers out there. You know, it is, you know, birthday weekend for Coach Lee today. You know, I won't bore you and, you know, I won't embarrass you. I won't bore you with my vocals, but happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? And, with that going, you know, it's fantasy football time. And with that, one of the biggest things of a fantasy football league, of course, are the teams. The draft is a big thing, but the team name.
It's always a side entertainment.
Exactly. And for real. And, man, we be having some of the best team names. And, you know, to those that's new to our group, new to our leagues, we actually give a gift card and we do polls for the best team names. So don't shy away from me like, I'm just calling it Parker's team, or it's going to be such and such terrific team. I'll be like, how y'all who get this? You know what I'm saying? So one year I just created like six of the same team. Like it was Parker's, you know, it was Parker's team. Then it was Parker's favorite team, Parker's terrific team. Sorry, you know, I got too much time on my hand. But so how do you decide your team name?
Me being particular, I would probably say, it definitely appeals to my personality.
Oh, man. You know? Hey, that's scary.
Yeah. You know, competing in sports, I was never a big smack talker. I always let my performance do it for me. But I wanted to let you know and acknowledge the fact, if I got the best of you, I want you to know. So my team name, for the most part, is always being Got 'Em, Coach.
Hey. And you know what? Because, you know, me being a commissioner for so long, you know, I always search team names. And when you first joined our league, the first time in the minor league, I seen it. And I was like, that's just a so cliche. You know, I never knew that you had a story behind that until you got me, coach. I was like, God damn it. That boy, did you beat me, man. I was like, that's how I figured out what that got him coach meant. But
okay. Better days, all the hard work and planning got that you put into it came to fruition. So that's affirmation for it.
Man, let me find out you've been hanging out with Michael Irvin with these thesaurus words, man. Like, you've been doing, like, what do you think? $25 words you getting that, man?
Hey, man, just having a conversation, man.
Hey, man, I'm a public school graduate, man. Like, no, Google, I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna have to look those words up, man. But so right now, this is our big league. So to those of you that's new to our league, and even to our returning coaches and big leaguers, we are not, I can't stress enough, right, we are not putting our content on Facebook. Why? You know what I'm saying? We're not that. No, we're beyond that. We have our own platform. So get familiar with our website. It's Sports Talk with Friends. Exactly. You know, we're a business. So, you know, this is what we do. So right here, it's sportstalkwithfriends.com/fantasyfootball. And of course, you see, you know, the last year's champs. You know, we got, of course, the big league champ, who's the group champ, Lewis, you know, this Joy. Junior league, minor league, shout out to Connor, Cash Me Out, Payne, you know, big Niners fan, big, like, I'm going to leave the big part out here, but, you know, he's a Chicago, he's a Cowboys fan. That's why, you know, had some I couldn't get it out. I didn't want to say that, but.
Say it one more time for the crowd.
Cowboys in the house, you know what I'm saying? But. Like no year before, all of our leagues are right here, and we're going to be adding the Cash Me Out League once that gets filled. But so here, you got the big league. I'll go and click to the big leagues, and boom, right there, right there. So you don't have to go through Yahoo, click here, do all this. You go to our website, boom, you're right there. Very efficient. Hey, you like that? See, I knew you was going to chime in on that. That was one of them 25-cent words. I had to have to hit the iPad right here. So, this mine right here, Ben Roethlisberger and fries. You seen that? You seen a Roethlisberger? So, any of those names you like?
I like your boy now.
Shout out to your boy now. He's back in the big leagues, man. Welcome back.
The hit him up like Tupac. I like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was catchy. That was catchy. Shout out to you, Mo. You know what I'm saying? We see you.
Reeves Nuts.
Get him. Some dogs in his house. Hey, man, look, big dog. Heel. It's okay. This one, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know we got security. Doberman security. But yeah, Breeze Nuts, that's last year's champ. That's the champ right there. Back to back, like Drake. Shout out to Kiss the Baby again. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
You know, back in the building. And we got DJ Shark Doo Doo. Shout out to you, Ziggy. But So yeah, you know, that's last. You see, we don't be playing in the big leagues, man. We don't be playing, like, because it's all competitive. It's very competitive league. And it's like, we're going to mess with you on our team name. We're going to mess with you in our post. This is what we do. It's in the game. It's big league. Like, it's all a strategy. Oh,
in the game.
Hey, with STF Sports.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you like that. But one thing with me. I don't know, like, this is my team from last year. I don't think it'll show up. But, like, how I choose my names is I go off my star player. So that year I had Ben Roethlisberger. So it's like he's a star player. I'm going to go off of him. So that's one way that's how I decide, you know, my team name. So I'm going to throw this quick volley up for see if you're going to spike it. What you got? You got the Junior League ready for us?
Got the Junior League ready.
Uh-oh. Get it ready. Talk that stuff.
Now, you know what? It might help if your boy was on the correct browser.
It's all good.
It might help.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? But see, our listeners on Apple iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, they won't know, but you know, it's more than just audio. Y'all can definitely join us live. Our live stream, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitch. We're also on YouTube. And you also can view our live stream live from our website, sportstalkwithfriends.com/live shows.
Live shows. So let's see. The Junior League, the infamous Junior League.
Yay, man, I'm telling you.
So speaking about, you know, some of the thing, the whole name thing, you know, when I go into the Junior League, by the way, just like with the big league, click on the link, boom, you're right in there without having to log in, anything like that. But the first thing I notice is some pretty interesting names in there this year. I see some returners, but mostly, you know, I know Kissing Cousins is a returner. We Want to Smoke. That seems like that's a new one. Of course, I got to shout out to my own team, got him coach up in there.
Very consistent.
No Need to Keep Kneeling.
That was very creative. Yes, like
that's the first one that caught my eye.
You know, that was I was like, that's going to be a front runner for, you know, for the number one team name.
So we got Pain Gang.
Shout King's out to Groovy Pain. Team. Pain. That, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's probably his fourth. That's his 4-1 because it's going to be first. It's such and such perfect team. Then it's going to be cool team, terrific team, then cool team. So, yeah, that's what I was talking about. But shout out to Pain. He won. That was our Cash Me Out 2019 Cash Me Out League winner.
Hey, now. That's my chip. All right. Y'all already calling it?
You know who that is?
Who is that?
Connor.
All right, Connor. I got my eye on you, man.
He won last year.
He claiming it.
Yeah, he won. And it's funny because he claimed our minor league chip.
Okay.
Last year, he said, "Yeah, I'm gonna come and win it."
And we shall see.
And he won it. But this is a whole different league.
And last but not least, it's called me funny. I apologize ahead of time. It's the elementary grammar that I still possess. But deep balls.
Yes. Like, yeah. It, you know, shout out to everyone that's in our group, man. It's very competitive, very diverse. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, someone asked me, you know, it's funny, they asked, like, who's Kissing Cousins? You know, guy who new to the league, like, who's Kissing Cousins? I was like, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. This guy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, that's one thing. That's why I'm so big on keeping sports and everything else separate because, you know, that was a nice joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, got two, you know, Bama Cousins right there. Look at as my logo. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, I had Kirk Cousins as my, you know, as my quarterback. He was my star. So, I mean, it fits. Ta-da! You know, it fits the whole narrative.
That you know makes sense. It was, I was a little tense at first, but now you explain the whole backstory.
Yes.
Classic.
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. And you, it shouldn't be, your name is offensive. Okay, yeah. Whoop my ass in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mad at my name? You're going to be mad when I run 100 points up on you. Be mad then and take your money. You know, it's all a strategy, you know, but that's what sports are. It's gridiron sport, especially football. If you got feelings like that, you know, go
there's
play
no crying in football.
That's what I'm saying. You know, but there's pirouettes in ballet. So you know what I'm saying? Just
you know, talking about me and these big words.
Hey, I've got fast internet. Shout out to you, Spectrum.
All right, all right.
But, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it's like, so, you know, on this show, we definitely going to start, you know, it's the start of the draft because our draft is September 6th. So on today's show,
live talk draft. About,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Correct it. Watch this. Rewind. Play. On today's show, you know, we're going to talk about our draft, our live draft. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be on September 6th. So we're going to talk about our fantasy football top five running backs because a couple of years ago, that's when people started toying with the idea of running backs don't have much value. They don't win you championships. And me, I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a running back that's going to pound the ball. So in today's league is all about getting wide receivers, which is crazy. And one thing that's funny, because in our big league champ, he won the league with two strong quarterbacks. But, you know, that's not a standard league. That's a two-quarterback league. But on today's show, we're just going to talk about our standard league. So in which round should you draft a running back? So our viewers, if y'all want to chime in on this question, definitely, comment. We'll post it and we'll reply to your reply to your question on air or to your suggestion. So, Coach Lee, which round would you draft a running back?
Okay, so stay with me for a minute. So you mentioned earlier, you had mentioned earlier, you know, how you lit that running back position back in the day. But that's back when the running back position was, what if each call it 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And all it is pound, pound, and pound. But as we've seen, just like with anything, the sport has evolved. So long story short, running backs now, they are also a pass-catching option as well. So you're getting dual productivity out of them. So, yeah, it's good to get the guy who have like 1,200 carries, whatever the case may be, and 1,500 yards. But if you got another guy that's got like 1,200 yards, but he got another 700-800 receiving, he's going to produce more points for you, scoring opportunities.
Okay, drop a little Pim juice.
Speaking a little knowledge on it. All right. So, you know, with that being said, for me, you got to start off with the running back. Because now, the only anomaly to that is, obviously,
you did it again.
Is Lamar Jackson.
And I looked that word up.
Yes, he's a quarterback, but he got that dual threat capability. But other than that, you got to start out with your running back. That's going to be the meat and potatoes of your team, because it's not that many of them that can do it. It's not that many of them that are the primary ball carrier on the team, because it is running back by committee at times. So you got to get them early. If you don't get them early, they're gone.
True. So, all right, I'm going to ask you this question, because you seem a little knowledgeable about fantasy football, and you know how to dissect these position and their strengths. So it's, would you get a guy that's, who is that? The Titans running back, Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
So he's just going to do this. He's just going to do this. So he's going to get, let's say, 20 to 30 carries a game versus someone that's going to get 10 to 15, but they're also involved in a passing game like a John White for the New England Patriots. So which player has more appeal, more draft appeal?
It's going to be that dual threat player, because at the end of the day, they're going to have the same amount of touches. It can be 15 receiving, 15 catching. I mean, rushing. So you still got 30 touches, so to say. But you got two totally different means in order to score. So I'm going to run with those odds first. So if I really have that 15 and 15 guy versus that 30 carry guy.
Nice. I like that, because, one thing about me, I don't care about yards, bro. You know what I'm saying? I want touchdowns.
I need them pounce.
Right. You sound like you could be from Leve Bonton Roulet. Like, you got some cousins down there in New Orleans, man. But, sis, like, I'll tell the secret. She hit him on the head. Boom, shut up.
You messing with the money.
Hey, you know what they say? Candyman? He said his name 3 times and he appeared. Said Connor's name too many times, man. He's here. That's my chip. That's the guy who won last year's minor league. Shout out to Connor. And he's also on our fitness team. But running back, if you late first round and you get that snake pick up for the early round two.
Yep, that's true.
Man, it's too early to be reading like that, man. It took me a while.
Wake up!
So what do you think about that?
I agree with that totally. Me, personally, I actually like to pick either in the middle or towards the end. Because, yeah, if you're at the end, it's going to take a while for you to get there. But it's going to come right back to you, and you're going to be have more of an opportunity to get that player that you want. And then as other people are still picking going on, you can start to put your strategy together. But you know when it come back around to you, you all got an idea who's going to be available for you if you put your team together.
But that's granted if you're in a 10 or 12-man league because, you know, in Sports Talk with Friends, we only do 14 team because, you know, we're big drip. You know what I'm saying? That extra layer of competition. So you're really not going to get those studs if you're at that 14th spot.
That's true. Then you got to change your strategy. You got to get you a serviceable running back. Then you got to go around. You got to see, okay, all the running backs are gone. The next thing is value at the quarterback. If you got that snake pit, value at that quarterback, and then you might want to look at that receiver at that point so you can double dip.
Okay, hold on. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that double dip. Yeah. You know, when you're in the club.
Now it's risky with that double dip because if the team not performing, the quarterback ain't doing what he's supposed to do, and the receiver on the same team not doing what he's supposed to do, that can hurt you. But if they clicking, you can kill it that week, man.
Man, that's something just like in the club. Like, if you miss your lip, the drink is all on your shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if not, you walking in the club looking cool, man. You know, you're like, you know what I'm saying? So, but with that, you know what I'm saying, we definitely got to get in on the top five. So, you know, we always did our research. You know, we like to talk. We talk a lot. But we also do a little research. You know, so here we got USA Today Sports. So what they have, you know, of course, they did their research. So number one.
Agreed.
Here's the top running back for the 2020 NFL season. Number one, projected round first. Of course, it's Christian McCaffrey, the Carolina Panthers running back.
I agree with that. You got which I used to call them two glove Teddy up there now. So you got a new quarterback, you got a new coaching staff. So the one thing that's usually consistent in a change in the offensive scheme is what the running back does. At the end of the day, still gonna hand them all. He's gonna go off in the flats, he's gonna hit the seams, whatever the case may be. Everybody, all the other things that change around him, but that's usually gonna be the one consistent. So they're gonna lean on him heavy, they're gonna lean on him early.
True. So, you know, he's going to get, whatever, Chapada. You know, that's another fam right there, Sports Talking Friends Fitness. That's Adam Hewell. Shout out to your product. He say, Teddy Two Gloves. So,
Teddy Two Gloves.
that piece is like the cherry on top because, you know, Teddy is also a dual threat, but he's also pass first. He's more like a RG3. You know, you really won't know he can run unless it's time to run. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, but he'll prefer to throw the ball. So I think that part played a big role in Cam being released from Carolina. Because one thing, this is what I always say about Cam. If you end within five yards of the goal line, Cam run it, period. So, with that, Teddy Two Gloves not going to do that. He's going to pass the ball to try and throw it to, you know, Christian McCaffrey. So, that to me is what gives Christian McCaffrey that number one draft appeal because he's now going to get all the touchdowns. Cam is not going to double dip into his touchdown.
True, his touchdown.
You see how I like that double dip? You know, for that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, all right. So, we agree on that. First, yes, sir. First one is Christian McCaffrey. Number two.
Agreed.
Let's see this guy, Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
He's projected number one, draft two. What do you think about him?
This one's a little bit tricky because when he's in there, he's productive. But he seemed to have a little bit of the injury bug early on. Now, one thing I will say that's to his benefit is you got the clapper up there now as your offense coordinator. He likes to run. He likes to put the ball in the running back's hand. That's the system he came from. Even as a backup back in the days behind Aikman. So he's going to believe in that philosophy if allowed to run that philosophy. But then again, it just comes down to the health thing. Now, don't get me wrong. If you can guarantee that he can play every game without injuries, he'd be my top running back, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Just because he's got that home run threat every time he touches the ball.
Right. Now, for me, I don't agree with this position because, you know, the biggest reason is the line. Period. You know what I'm saying? And I think that played a big role in him being injured so much last year. You know what I'm saying? Because he came to the league, he got hit a couple of times, like, man, bump that. I ain't signed up for these type of hits. And right. I'm just going to keep getting hit like this. So you know what? I got to I tweak my pinky toe. You know what I'm saying? He's putting up anything because it's like, why? Just like you said, he knows every time he get out there, he's going to hit a home run. So he doesn't have to be out there all 17, 16 games. You know what I'm saying? He could be out there 8 and still produce like that because he's such a stud. Now, one thing that plays to his advantage to me is what you just said, the clapper. And the clapper comes from a system to where he's produced 1,000-yard backs. So that's his philosophy. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think that he has the opportunity to maybe assume a similar, if not the same, role as last year because I don't believe in Danny Dimes. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't think
he believes in himself, but go ahead.
Exactly. Because, I mean, it's simple to come in unseat someone. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to come in, you know, hey, you came in, you know, took his spot. That's fine. Coming into the league, into the season, with that on your back now. So I definitely think that's going to play a role. You know, the pressure's there. And he never proved anything. Last year, around this time in training camp, he's missing targets. He's throwing, ball to the sideline. So I would hold off. I wouldn't draft Saquon Barkley at number 2 just because of that, because of the total offense.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Now, next up, third, we have.
Hey, now.
Mr. Feed Me.
Hey, now.
Feed Me, Ezekiel Elliott. They got him. Average draft position is 3.6. Best spot is at 3. So what do you think about Feed Me, Mr. Z?
This one kind of tricky because new coaching staff. Probably a new philosophy. But the thing that's a little bit different, I know back in the past when Mike McCarthy was coaching up in Green Bay, is he never really had a workhorse running back. So they were, relied on the West Coast offense, short passes, to substitute the running game and things like that. Is he going to follow that narrative or is he going to continue, some of the philosophies that are already there with Kellen Moore? So I think he still gives you that, that option, the dual threat. But he may be affected a little bit because they may want to get Tony Pollard, who's more of a home run hitter, involved more.
He's been affected in training camp.
He has been. And.
Uh-oh, and more?
And you got a tight end that can actually run down the seams now instead of running by 5 yards.
Hey, lay on Jason Witten now. You know what I'm saying?
I love Witten, man, but it was time. But I think the biggest thing that can take away from his overall productivity is the new number 88. You got two returning wideouts with over 1,000 yards. Now you got a third one who might be better than the two that was already there. So that's a lot of air in the ball. So will they now I can see if they come out, they pass happy, they hitting you from all over the field with a much improved pass game, I'm hoping. And then at the end of it, they just use Zeke and they just pound you to death into submission. That can be a possibility. But usually when you do that, you're not getting much points. With fantasy point productivity is, it's all right, but you win by touchdowns. So right. Will he be given those opportunities? That's the big question.
And I'm glad that you ended it with that because that's where I want to pick up at it because, they got all this firepower, all this stardom at receiver, but they only got one guy that can catch the ball in the red zone. And that's CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? None of these dudes doing that. Give me that. Give me that. Yep. Ain't none of them doing that. You know what I'm saying? Gallup, okay, maybe on a fly route, but just ain't none of them doing that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So what they gonna do? They know they got that stud now. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. Right there in the red zone. Here. Here. They won't be like, you know, what Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks did. They want to throw. What the hell? You got this monster right here. You know what I'm saying? Go get him. You know what I'm saying? Like DMX. You know what I'm saying? He had them two pit bull. Go, get him. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I feel. You know, they won't have – Zeke won't have the 25 to 30-yard carry touches a game, you know, carry the game. But he's going to have effective yards because now – the line is playing back because all of these dudes got 4-4 speed. You know what I'm saying? And they got a tight end that can run up the sideline. So you're playing back. So Zeke is – you won't engage Zeke until he's at least, you know, 90% of his full speed. You know what I'm saying? He's running through that. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to get quality touches and he's going to get more touchdown opportunities. So to me, Zeke has more draft appeal than Saquon Barkley. Book it, mark it down. Okay. I'm taking Zeke over Saquon. So, all right. So that's number three. So, who we got here at the four spot? Hey, Mr. AK-41. So, hey, definitely got to represent for my New Orleans Saints. So, here, you know, he's projected first round, but little bit under Zeke. Average draft position is 3.8. Best spot for Alvin Kamara is position three, is the third spot. So what do you think about?
So I can see that. Now, I know it came out recently. I don't know if everybody knew that, that he actually played, I think he played with the injury that he sustained early on in the season. I was looking, I'm like, no, something ain't right with him. So that makes sense. So hopefully he comes back fully recovered from that. But the only other concern outside of that injury that I have is the same one I had last year with him. He don't have Ingram there anymore. Can he be that primary back? Right. Because I liked him more effective when they were bludgeoning you to death with Ingram. You tired, you get embraced to take that impact. But then all of a sudden, you got this scatterbug out there right. across the seam and stuff. So that's the only thing that I can say that can take away from his game is can he sustain that as the primary back? What's your opinion on that?
I said once they told me or once they nominated, deemed him as the primary back, you know, he can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, maybe years ago where they didn't have such a competitive and so much, supplements and things that, you know, the workout is intense now. You know what I'm saying? Like all all the linemen at least running about 5-something 40s. You know what I'm saying? So they're getting you, and they're bigger, they're bulkier, they're heavier, they're stronger. So his body size cannot sustain that. You know, I think what it was like, he's more of like, the Westbrook for that place in here in Philly. You know, one of those guys like that. You know, maybe in those times, yes, he can sustain that, but he's too shifty of a running back. He been and broke his ankle, you know, did something, had a turf toe, something. I don't think he's ready for that. Now, I think his success, watch this 25-cent word. No, I think this is 50 cent. It's predicated, and make sure I use it right, off of Latavius Murray's success because he can sustain. He's more of a, you know, first two down back.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
I think he can sustain those hits and then let Alvin Kamara be a, you know, 1A type back and spell him. But, you know, and on passing down.
That's a sleeper right there. Now you're talking about him, Murray.
Wait, hold on. I need to rewind. Play. Shout out to you, sis. Yes, stop telling secrets. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You bidding on his parents' money, on the house's money now. But I'll take Alvin Kamara over, once again, Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley like fourth on my list. But
I can see that because he's unknown. You know, it is a big health concern.
Right, right. You know, but one thing, you know, with Alvin Kamara, he has the opportunity and a success factor of being on a pass-happy team and, you know, a high-power, high-scoring offense. And one thing with Drew
Brees – works in his favor.
Exactly. And the biggest thing, the biggest thing that works in his favor is Drew Brees is scaling back. So, you know what I'm saying? He's not going, I don't think you're going to see a lot of this 40 times down the field. You know, you're going to see like the Brady, because now they're trying to preserve Drew Brees. So this is more opportunities for Alvin Kamara to come out the back.
Workload management.
Exactly. Exactly. So if, you know, shout out to those that's in PPR league, I would definitely, you know, Alvin Kamara shoots up to me after Christian McCaffrey. And that's in PPR league. So we got our last one, Dalvin Cook, projected round one. Average draft spot is 5.8. Best draft, best spot is fourth. Worst spot is number nine.
That's a big drop.
Right. Let me see. What up? Says not everyone is going to know about the sleepers. Okay. This your guy now, Adam. You got to talk to him. So 81 catches, 3 years. Damn, that's a nice stat.
It is a nice stat. It's some wide receivers that don't put up those type numbers.
Exactly. Thanks for that fun fact there, Adam. Appreciate you. You know, I give a shout out to the Minnesota Vikings. Hopefully, this shout out helps us to beat y'all this year. Because goddamn sake. Yeah, we knew that was for AK-47. We knew that. But, yeah, now we're talking about your guy. Now we're talking about your guy. The guy that, I don't want to show up for my contract. And then, well, I would show up. I want y'all to do me like y'all did that. I would show up. So he's in his contract year. He's showing up, supposedly showing up for camp. You know, he's supposed to be an integral part in the Minnesota Vikings' success. So which round do you draft him at?
Obviously, because I do believe in the running back philosophy, he'll still be a first round pick in a lot of leagues. But I might even take him, to be honest, I might take him behind Derrick Henry. I might take him behind Nick Chubb. It depends on what's going to show up.
Wait, take him behind that. None of those names were on the top five.
I know they weren't on the top five.
Wow.
Here's my thing with Dalvin Cook. When he's on, he's on. But there's some inconsistency there. And I do know, you know, with the offense philosophy, they run heavy. They run, you know, it's a lot of that 3 yards and cloud of dust philosophy in there. But The thing is, you got a little bit of the health there, and you got a little bit of from week to week, what philosophy are they going to work with? So it's too many outside factors. Now, don't get me wrong. If he's there, I'll probably take him, but I would take him behind Chubbs and Henry, because I know Henry, he's home run threat, goal line, you know he getting it. And to me, Chubb is up and coming.
But Chubb is getting – it has Kareem Hunt biting at his heels. Chubb just sustained a training camp injury. What?
That's good, man. That's good if he got somebody on his heels.
Chubb might not be starting. He ain't going to be that stud. Now, I'm going to tell you this. To me, this is what messes with Dalvin Cook's draft appeal.
Okay.
Two words. Alexander Mathison. The dude showed flashes last year. You know what I'm saying? It was like he actually got picked up in a lot of fantasy leagues because, you know, when Dalvin Cook went down, he showed up. You know, and that's what happens. You know, it's like you go down, someone else is going to step up. You know, that shows a very good system. So Alexander Mathison, he showed up. And I think that the Minnesota Vikings team, they know what they have, because I didn't hear any picks or any, you know, anything about them getting any new guys after, you know, Alexander Mathison. With all of this going into the training camp, they were ready to go with Alexander Mathison. And I think behind him, they had Amir Abdullah. So,
yep.
I don't think, you know, I don't think, that they're confident in what Dalvin Cook can do. So, I would avoid him unless you get one of them sweetheart deals you know, maybe I would trade for him like during the season, but I would definitely not draft Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just me.
Not that high.
Just me.
Not that high. I mean, of course, you know, if I can get him like at the end of, you know, if I got that 14th pick and I got Dalvin Cook on the board,
catch him on the backside.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And with the psst, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, for me to just come out, I got, you know, I'm like got 4th pick of the first round to just come out and pick Dalvin Cook. To me, that'd be a loss. You know, I would definitely change. I'll be the first person to maybe pick a stud receiver or something. Yep. Or, you know,
same here.
But I would definitely not pick him.
You're gonna say you're gonna take Michael Thomas. Don't tell me no, I just take a stud receiver. You know you take Michael Thomas.
Hey, of course, I am very biased. I am very, very, very biased. But man, you know, so you know, we're just gonna flash through quickly the maybe the sixth person. And whoo, this is a stud right here. Clyde Edwards.
Kansas City.
Yes, and look at this guy. 7.
He's still hungry. He got paid. He's still going to be hungry.
But the team around him changed.
Yep.
You know, they got some receivers there now. You know, they got receivers there now, and they're going to have to pay them. And they're going to have to pay them. They just paid Ryan Tannehill. You think they paying Ryan Tannehill to do this?
They're going to want him airing that ball out to A.J. Brown.
Exactly. They're going to want that production because they got a very, you know, you being a Dallas Cowboys fan, they got, you know, you should understand, they got a very expensive roster now, you know,
yeah.
And they got high expectations, and now teams are adjusting to them. So, you know, last year, everyone's seen that they, you know, was a defensive team. They wanted to control the ball. They wanted to play Mike Vrabel's type of ball, you know, but now that won't help. These teams are going to go out there and attack them, and they're going to have to be able to respond to that. But man, this is a good show. Like, you got anything? Any additions to the running back?
No additions. I'm curious. I've been waiting on this dude to have a breakout year. I don't want to label him a bust yet.
Uh oh, I'm ready.
You probably know who I'm talking about. old Fournette. What is this dude gonna do? What is he really? You know him. Is Aaron Jones gonna be able to?
That's my dude. Shout out to Leonard Fournette. He's from my hood, back in town, somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So I always going for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get an interview with him. So sometime during this season, we should have an interview with him. But he's gonna do his thing. This, you know, he entered training camp with the $100 taped on the back of his shoulder,
back of his jersey.
Pad. Yep. Uh-huh. You know, for what reason?
I guess to tackle him or to touch him or whatever. What was it for?
100 yards, man. 100 yards, $100. Call him 100 yards, Mr. 100 yard man. So, you know what? Next!
But like I said, you got Aaron Jones, you got Joe Mixon. He's out there.
Joe Mixon? He's a stud. He's going to have a big year this year. He's going to have a big year this year because, you know, they got a good team around him. And, hold on. Great point. That's all I'm about to say. Great point for Adam.
This he might show up.
For next contract year.
He might show up.
Agreed. But Joe Mixon? Yeah.
I like Joe Mixon. Got Melvin Gordon in Denver now.
He's behind Lindsay.
And then I know you're gonna hate to hear this, but if he's healthy, what is he gonna be? But I think he's done. Todd Gurley in Atlanta.
Yeah. I was about to say one word with 4 letters, but you know, shout out to everyone that got a Sports Talk with Friends mask. Not only does it help with bad breath, it also catches you when you're about to say something you don't want to say. So if you don't have one of these masks, you should get you one. But yeah, I was just about to cut. So let you know my but thoughts on
it. Just a couple of people anything. I'm looking at out there. I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm hot.
Mess on your parade?
Yeah. You pissed the materials. But yeah, man, like one thing here, you know, this year, there's a lot of good talent. You know, a lot of good talent from the draft, a lot of good talent running back from all the skill positions. So
a couple of moves.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So one thing is what do you think? Because the Saints, you know, me being a New Orleans Saints fan, one thing from history, from the 90s to the 80s, we've always kept a strong Superdome presence. The noise level was compared to like earthquakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember growing up and they doing it, they having a thing like, man, this is crazy. So how do you think these fans not being in the stadiums will impact the players' play and impact fantasy football?
It's going to impact it a lot because a lot of times, you know, if you've ever competed in that realm before, you do a play and you feel the energy in that stadium and you can feed off of that emotionally to where you take your game to another level. Now, in basketball, it's a little bit different because a lot of those guys, they play in gyms during the, you know, one-on-ones, pickup games and stuff like that. But football is a whole experience from the stadium to the pregame with, you know, with tailgating, you know,
with all the bands.
Yeah, everything. It's an experience.
No, but with the bands, right?
You gotta put the bands. I hadn't thought about that though, but that may affect, you know, the outcome of those Saints this year because they do feed off the energy in there. They play, they are a totally different team at home than they are on the road.
Say, player, I want you to lay off the Saints. You know what I'm saying? You got a little too happy that you was like, oh.
But you know, for us in Cowboy Nation, it ain't gonna matter that much. You know why? Because all the real fans can't even afford to go to the game. So we used to playing people sitting on their hands.
Shoot. I'm telling you, I know how to sneak in one of them standing little party central, you know, party areas.
Yeah.
Had the ticket, and I got the ticket, and they had an open spot to see something like this, like this. Watch for, because they're coming to get you.
Right.
So, you know, I had to look. Even though I wanted to hate on the Cowboys, I couldn't because I had a stolen seat. But shout out to Adam. He says the workload is there for Todd Gurley, but can he stay healthy?
That's the thing. That's a bad knee he got there. That's bone on bone, man.
And it's funny because, the last couple of years, the running back for Atlanta be getting hurt. So, you know, I don't know if it's something with the system, the way they play, the play calling. But, you know, if you have a history of getting hurt, you're going to Atlanta, you're going to get hurt. So, you know, there's a reason why the Saints call them the fail cunts. They said. So, you know. But, man, you know, so definitely give a shout out to everyone that's in our, you know, in our group, in our league. So today, you know, y'all going to be seeing, we're going to be doing a roll call in the group because this is the final call. We show, you know, locking everything up, getting everything ready for our fantasy football draft and our fantasy football party. So definitely, before we get up out of here, I want to make sure that y'all understand the importance of our website because everything will be at our website. We would no longer do anything from the group. It's all going to be from the website. So you see here, if you need to know when the draft is, it's Sports Talk with Friends.
Join the revolution.
Draft. Exactly. It can be found at the bottom right here. That's the bottom link. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and we're on Yelp because we are a business. So
Twitch.
Right. Yeah, Twitch, exactly. We are everywhere. So you can also get our latest Instagram right there from our website. So y'all can see it be going down. Hey, shout out to Big Play Tay. You know, this is his birthday. Happy birthday. You know, that to me, that's the future quarterback. But that's pictures of Teddy Two Gloves filling it at training camp. So here, you know, go down, click more, go down to fantasy football, and shout out to our minor league champ. That's Connor. He joined in, tuned in with a shout out to you.
Appreciate you, Connor.
Yes, sir. So, you know, everything will be done from here. So a lot of big things coming up, a lot of great things. So one thing I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share this with y'all. So you see this picture right here? This picture will be replaced with a video because every week we have a rival game, a game of the week. So this year we're going to have our two competitors, our two coaches saying their piece to Strike Fear. They're going to do their smack talk. We're going to post it right there. So will it be you? Will you be the one doing the posting or will you be the one that be getting the smack talk done to you? But y'all better
roast it or roast it.
You know what I'm saying? Just like that. But y'all know how we do it. This is what we do. This is what we do. Fantasy football is what we do. But till next week, man, what you got for us? I got nothing, but I got nothing but love. Nothing but love.
Appreciate y'all tuning in today. Have fun doing the show today. We're getting that much closer to not only the season, but getting real close to the actual big thing, the party, the live Sports Talk with Friends draft. So make sure you get in there. Just so you know, you don't have to be, you know, participating in the actual draft to come in and party with us online. Everybody's welcome. Let's get on over there and have some fun. Hey, it's you today.